Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Dr. Agarwal Healthcare Limited Q1 FY27 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will remain in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal the operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone telephone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I will now hand the conference over to Ms. Aashna Dahlia, Head Investor Relations from Dr. Agarwal Healthcare. Thank you, and over to you.
Thank you, Ran. A very good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Dr. Agarwal Healthcare Q1 FY27 earnings call. From the management side, we have Dr. Adil Agarwal, our CEO, Dr. Asher Agarwal, our Chief Business Officer, Mr. Rahul Agarwal, our Chief Operating Officer, and Mr. Yashwant Venkat, our Chief Financial Officer. We've also released the financial results, press release, and investor presentation, all of which are available on our website and the exchanges as well. Before we continue, we want to remind everyone that this call is being recorded, and the transcript will be made available on our website afterwards. Additionally, please be aware, today's discussion may include certain forward-looking statements which should be considered in the light of the risk our business faces. Please refer to the detailed statement on page two of the investor presentation. It is now my pleasure to hand over the call to Dr. Adil Agarwal, our CEO, who will share his opening remarks and insights. Dr. Adil, over to you.
Good evening. Thanks, Aashna. A very good evening to all of you, and a warm welcome to the Q1 FY27 earnings call of Dr. Agarwal Healthcare Limited. Let me begin by providing you all with an update on the performance of the company for the quarter. This new fiscal year commenced with record-breaking results. This quarter, we launched 16 new surgical facilities, our highest ever in a single quarter, and delivered revenue from operations of 614 crores, growing 8.8% sequentially, also our strongest quarter-on-quarter growth. For Q1 FY27, total income stood at 620 crores, up 24% year-on-year, while revenue from operations grew a whopping 26% to 614 crores INR. The quarter delivered a robust Ind AS EBITDA of 177 crores, growing 25.2% year-on-year, with margins of 28.5%, an improvement of 30 basis points, with a PAT margin expanding by 127 basis points to 8.9%, despite rising greenfield losses driven by 23 surgical new facilities launched in the six months. Next, I would like to share our footprint and network growth update. For the quarter ended June 30, 2026, we expanded our footprint by commissioning 18 new greenfield facilities, strengthening our reach and capacity. These facilities included one large tertiary facility in Thane and 15 secondary facilities, four in Maharashtra, two each in Tamil Nadu, Delhi, and Kerala, and one each in Punjab, Rajasthan, Telangana, Andhra Pradesh, and Uttar Pradesh. Additionally, we launched two primary facilities across Jammu and Kashmir and one in Tamil Nadu. Now, in India, we have a total network of 285 facilities across 14 states and five union territories, covering 165 cities. Our presence now is well diversified, with 31% of our facilities in Tier 1 markets, 63% in other markets, and 6% located internationally. During the quarter ended June 30, 2026, we served over 8.8 lakh patients and performed over 90,000 surgeries. Every day, nearly 12,000 patients now walk into our facilities across our network. Now, as we expand into new regions, we're seeing stronger patient traction, a reflection not just of the scale of our growing network, but also the trust patients place in us and our ability to bring eye care closer to home. Our greenfield engine has been the defining driver of our network growth over the last four years. Since FY23, we have added 166 new greenfield facilities, accelerating our expansion from 10 facility additions in FY23 to just 18 additions in FY27 alone, which is in this quarter, FY27 alone. This pace of expansion reflects the strong operational foundation we have built over the past several years across site selection, facility fit-outs, clinical talent onboarding, and new market entry capabilities. More importantly, we have mastered the playbook of opening and executing greenfield facilities, translating this operational readiness into consistent, strong patient footfalls, from the very early stages of a facility like this. Now, let me turn to an update on our clinical excellence initiatives and our focus on complex surgeries. Now, for this quarter, high-end cataract surgeries accounted for 29.3% of the 67,000 total cataract surgeries performed. Within the high-end surgeries, robotic cataract surgeries, what we refer to as the femtocataract, grew by 33.4% year-on-year, crossing 1,558 procedures for the quarter. Lenticular procedures, what we call as the SMILE surgeries for refractive surgeries, increased 36.2% year-on-year, while retinal surgeries crossed 3,861 procedures for the quarter, up 30% from last year. We also have completed 285 corneal transplants over this entire period, the highest for any quarter. Innovation continues to remain at the core of our clinical excellence. One of the inventions we are proud of is something what we call as pinhole pupilloplasty, abbreviated as PPP. This has been developed by our chairman, Dr. Amar Agarwal, and his clinical team. Now, traditionally, patients with severe corneal injuries often required a corneal transplant to restore vision. Corneal transplants come with two inherent challenges. First, there is a global shortage of donor corneas. And second, visual outcomes can be unpredictable despite the surgery being performed by highly skilled surgeons. PPP fundamentally changes this paradigm. It is a simple yet highly innovative procedure that requires no donor eye while delivering predictable and often spectacular improvements in visual outcomes. We often compare PPP to what coronary stents did for cardiology. For many heart attack patients, stents transform treatment by providing an effective alternative to traditional bypass surgery. We believe PPP has the potential to create a similar shift in ophthalmology. By offering an effective alternative to corneal transplantation, it has the potential to becoming a sight-saving innovation that can be scaled globally. Now, beyond clinical adoption, we have also invested in scaling this innovation by training our own surgeons across the network, ensuring that more patients can benefit from this breakthrough treatment. We have performed over 500 procedures in the last financial year, with approximately 94% of patients experiencing significant improvements in visual acuity. This technique has gained global academic and clinical recognition with multiple peer-reviewed publications, presentations at leading international conferences, and numerous live surgical demonstrations. Now, moving on to business updates. Let me first begin with our SSSG for Q1 FY27. Our most mature facilities, those which have been operational prior to FY23, contributed to 465 crores of revenue, recording a strong 16.3% year-on-year growth and accounting for 75.9% of the overall group revenues. Facilities opened in FY24 delivered 48 crores, growing at 19.6%, while those launched in FY25 contributed 62 crores, growing at a healthy 38.6% growth. The FY26 vintage is still in its early ramp-up phase and has already generated 33 crores for the quarter. Our emerging facilities collectively contributed to 21% of revenues. These are still in their early stages of ramp-up with substantial headroom for growth as utilization levels continue to scale up. Now, moving on to our region-wise performance. The southern region continues to be our largest market, contributing to 63% of the overall group revenues. This quarter, the region delivered 387 crores in revenue, a phenomenal 22.8% year-on-year growth, powered by a deliberate focus on expanding beyond cataract into other clinical specialties such as retina and cornea, which have contributed meaningfully to the region's elevated growth. Additionally, there has been a strategic shift in our business development outreach, a sharper digital marketing strategy that has significantly expanded patient reach, and a strengthened corporate relations engine that has driven meaningful traction with institutional tie-ups and increase in referral volumes. We now have 189 facilities across all the southern states, with 7 added in this quarter. Only 65% of our surgical facilities in the south are fully mature as of today, which implies there is significant headroom for us to grow as the newer centers in this region ramp up. Now, coming to the west, this region contributes to 15% of the overall group revenues and delivered 91 crores in revenue, up by 24% year-on-year. We currently have 52 facilities here now across the West region, including 5 new greenfield facilities which were launched this quarter: Thane and Ulasnagar in Mumbai, Moshi and Wagholi in Pune, and Ahilyanagar. Mumbai remains a key focus area of our expansion strategy, and we will continue to deepen our presence across its micro markets. In Gujarat, a leadership change has brought renewed focus and energy, which is already translating into stronger patient traction across the state. Now, coming to one of the fastest growing regions in our network, which is the North, this region has now contributed 9% of our group revenues and reported 57 crores of revenue for the quarter, up by 50.5% year on year. We now currently operate 30 facilities in the North, including 6 new facilities added this quarter. Punjab and Jammu and Kashmir, which saw muted growth last year due to the impact of Operation Sindoor and floods, have bounced back strongly this quarter. Now, I would like to give you a direct update on our expansion in the Delhi NCR region. Having entered Delhi NCR more than a year ago, we now operate 8 facilities in this market. This quarter's additions include Faridabad, Shahdara, and Ghaziabad. This has further strengthened our hub-and-spoke model across the region. With 3 to 5 more facilities planned for the remainder of the year, we remain committed to building a meaningful presence in the Delhi NCR market. Coming to the East region, this region is still a relatively smaller contributor. It delivered 16 crores of revenue, up 21% year-on-year. We currently have 14 facilities in the Eastern region. In Kolkata, we have put in a new leadership team with a renewed focus on clinical excellence and business development, which we expect will deliver strong performance going forward, as we have seen in the first quarter. Moving on to our next business update on facility expansion, we came into FY27 with a plan to add 60 new facilities, including 40 surgical centers. Q1 has set the pace. 18 facilities launched, out of which 16 surgical, a record for any single quarter in the history of this company. Thus, nearly half of FY26 full surgical additions delivered in one single quarter. Looking ahead, we're looking at adding 12 facilities for Q2 and 30 in the second half. Our greenfield execution engine is firing with a strong pipeline of 30-plus signed LOIs already in place, and we remain confident on delivering on this full-year plan. So to conclude, our sustained focus on operational efficiency and disciplined execution has driven a strong start to FY27, and we remain well-positioned to carry this momentum forward going through the rest of the year. Now, I would like to hand it over to our CFO, Mr. Yashwant Venkat, who will take a deeper dive into our financial performance.
Thank you, Dr. Adil. I'll begin with the operational update. Surgical services continue to be the main revenue driver, contributing 66% to the group revenue. Diagnosis, consultations and other non-surgical treatments contributed 12%, and the sale of optical products and pharmacy items accounted for 22%. For the quarter ended June, we performed close to 91,000 surgeries, marking a 15.5% year-on-year growth. Cataract surgeries remain the largest contributor, accounting for approximately 74% of total surgeries, followed by refractive surgeries at around 4.4%. Volumes for cataract surgeries grew 16.5% year-on-year, while other surgeries on a blended basis recorded a growth of 13.3%. Our payer mix for the quarter Q1 FY27 stood at 63.6% from cash, 27.7% from insurance and TPA, and 8.6% from government schemes. Moving on to the financial section, I will start with the revenue split. The group's revenue from operations for Q1 FY27 grew by 26% year-on-year, reaching 614 crores in Q1 FY27 compared to 487 crores in Q1 FY26. Revenue from operations in India for Q1 stood at 552 crores, reflecting a growth of 25.3% year-on-year. This growth was supported by near equal contributions from both volume and value of close to 16%, with the remaining contribution coming from new centers opened in FY25 and FY26. Gross margins have improved year-on-year with a higher contribution of surgeries in segment mix. Doctor and employee costs have increased slightly to 34% of total revenues in Q1 FY27 with the addition of talent across all facilities launched in Q1 FY27. Other expenses as a percentage of total revenue have remained stable at 16.8% of total revenues. On the finance cost front, the improvement has been driven by reduction in interest on deferred consideration arising from past acquisitions as outstanding payments are made. From 79% in Q1 FY26, the share of profit after tax attributable to the owners has expanded to 82.2% in QY FY27, signaling improved profitability in the holding company. Now, just to summarize, we are pleased to report good financial results for Q1 FY27, driven by solid year-on-year growth across key metrics. Looking ahead, we expect to sustain the growth momentum underpinned by deeper penetration of existing micro markets, expansion into new geographies, and the accelerated adoption of innovative surgical procedures and advanced technologies across our network. Thank you all. We'll open the floor to questions.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use their handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We take the first question from the line of Maulik from 360 One Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. I have two questions. So firstly, sir, our volumes have grown by approximately, surgery volumes have grown by approximately 15-16%, and the revenue has grown by approximately 26.5%. Within this, how much would be our value growth, which is basically the case mix and the price hike? Case mix as in the high-end surgeries, and the price hike, how much would their contribution be into the growth?
Yeah, Maulik, thanks Maulik. I will just request our CEO Rahul Agarwal to take this.
Hi Maulik. So broadly from a perspective, overall in the value, we break it up into premiumization and price hike. On the premiumization, we are close to around 7.5%, and price hike so far this year, we have realized around 0.5. So overall, closer to 8% is what we have realized from a premiumization and price hike. This is on a like-to-like basis over last year.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And how much would our losses be for the new facilities which we've recently opened?
Hi, Maulik. Overall, the green...
It's around close to
20 crores at the corporate
EBITDA
level.
Sorry, sir, I missed you. You said 24 crores.
20 crores. This includes both centers launched in FY26 and FY27. Also includes pre-operating losses as well.
Okay, sir. Okay, 20 crores. Okay, I'll join the queue, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Nikhil from SIMPL. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good evening. Congrats on great set of numbers. I hope I'm audible.
Yes.
Yeah, I have three questions. Two are bookkeeping. One is, Venkat, you mentioned during the call that in interest cost, there is this reduction in deferred liability. So can you give a split of what is the lease liability payment on the interest cost and what is the deferred run rate now?
Yeah, sure. For the first quarter, in terms of we have paid close to 24 crores as far as the acquisition liabilities go. In terms of the interest on lease liability for Q1, it is around close to 18 crores.
Okay. And second is this SSG, and I'm talking about the number for up to FY23. The 16% growth seems to be very strong. For these facilities, what would be the footfall growth in this 16% SSG?
Oh, hi.
Up to FY23 facilities.
So overall, on the SSG front, if I were to break down the volume and value, volume grew by around 8% and value grew by around 8%. So it's a breakup between the two. And on the volume front, the OPD growth, which has actually given us the value growth of 8, there's a 6% OPD growth, which has given us the OPD growth value, and then there is another 2% which we are getting in from conversion.
Improved conversion.
Yeah.
Okay. And specifically, see, when we talk about facilities up to FY23, even there we've seen a very strong, healthy growth. So there also the split between footfall and value would be similar?
Yeah, so broadly what I gave you was for the SSSG 1 only, which is up to FY23. For the ones which are beyond that, over there our volumes will be slightly higher. Because they are still newer facilities, the OPD volumes are still growing in these spaces. So that will be faster growth in the volume side.
Okay, and last question. See, I think you mentioned the North is growing very well, and even in the number of surgeries, the growth, when look at it, is significantly outpacing over the last 3 quarters. So is it purely driven by Delhi NCR region, or is this growth equivalently visible in smaller markets as well? So can you just split it up, like what is working for us in this, like if we look at last 3 quarters, the growth, average growth is almost 25% in number of surgeries done in North market. So what is playing out for us between NCR and non-NCR markets?
Sure. I'll give you more from an overall perspective. What we are seeing is that Delhi, of course, is a new entry. So everything is a growth this year. Last year, we just started with one branch to now we already have 7 branches over there. So that's one of the largest growth drivers. However, Punjab also this, I would say specifically for this quarter last year, we had an impact of Operation Sindoor in a lot of our branches, which is also helping us this quarter from an overall growth perspective. But yes, at a broad level, we are seeing a trend which is very, very positive for us in North across all our branches.
And including Delhi, if we look at the number of surgeries per surgical center, would that number be now equivalent to what you do in South in a stable state, or is there still a gap?
Not at all. I think from a scale-up perspective, as we mentioned that 3 years at least it takes us from moving from an emerging facility to becoming a mature facility. I think it's a long way for us in Delhi to become a mature facility. I don't think we'll be anywhere close to where our South centers will be.
Okay, fine. Thanks. I'll come back in the queue.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question, please press star and 1. We take the next question from the line of Tushar Manudhane from Motilal Oswal Financial Services Limited. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, am I audible?
Hi Tushar, yes.
So congratulations on good set of numbers. Would like to ask on the number of doctors that got added, almost 23% year-over-year growth. And, you know, almost crossing like 1,000 in number, in fact 1,057, which is almost 23% growth in the number of doctors. So is this addition of doctors largely sort of done for the facilities that have got added, or would we look for more doctor addition for the facilities which, including the recently launched ones? If you could throw some detail.
Most of these doctors are for the new centers which have been added. And that's what accounts for this thing. For the existing centers, the number of new doctor additions is not that much. Most of the new centers which you've added is what is leading to this increase in doctor number.
Okay. So basically the cost is also largely factored into this quarter, and in fact the revenue growth because of whatever addition in surgeries on account of these doctors is still to sort of come, which will come in the subsequent quarters. Is that the right way to understand?
Correct. In the last 4 months alone, we have added 100 new doctors to our network, Tushar. So, you know, in many of these centers, especially in Maharashtra, in Delhi, NCR, many new doctors have joined the network. We will start to see improvements in their productivity as time goes by and as these centers start to mature.
Got it. In fact, just as an extension to this, so the additional facilities which are going to get added in, let's say, north and west, the doctor addition is largely, I mean, done for those reasons? For the new centers also, is that? That would be over and above.
The way we plan it is as and when we know that we have a pipeline in terms of we know exactly when the centers will be up and running. A few weeks prior to them is when we will onboard them. But we have a list of all the doctors who are going to be joining us, and many of those agreements have already been signed. A few weeks before the center is launched, around the time the center is launched, the doctors will get onboarded into our system.
Good. And what would be the attrition rate for the doctors?
I think we still at that 16-17% attrition rate overall at a group level. But this includes a lot of junior doctors and a lot of students who have joined us. But still, our attrition rate for senior doctors is still at that 2-3%. It's very, very low right now for senior doctors. Senior doctors simply don't leave us.
Got it. That's very encouraging that senior doctors' attrition rate is very, very low. So that's quite encouraging. So secondly, while already highlighted the breakup of the facility growth, but if I look at the total number of surgery growth, which is like 15%, and revenue growth for the surgery is roughly 25-26%. So now this base effect of almost 10% growth in the average realization, probably that would, now that we are almost at 44,000-45,000 rupees per surgery cost, and that base effect goes away. So would we still see the average increase in realization at the similar pace of 10% growing in the coming next 12 to 15 months, or would we sort of plateau on the realization and the surgery growth is what is volume will, what will drive 20% revenue growth going forward?
From an SSSG perspective, Prashant, if you see really 2 years back, last year we had come down slightly, but the year before that we were again at similar region of around 16%. I think from a volume perspective, yes, we feel strongly that we'll continue in the current scheme of things. From a value perspective, again, 4 years back, we were close to 28,000 to 30,000 as our average realization per cataract, which has now grown to around 42,000. This has happened due to, as patients also with more insurance and, their disposable income going up, with them wanting better lenses. So slowly over a period of time, they also keep going up on that. There's another strategic change which has happened with more femtocataracts coming in. The realization is going up in those femtocataracts. Of course, the number is very low right now, but we feel that over a period of time, these technologies will percolate further across the country. And more and more patients, we are already seeing that happening, and we feel that it will only continue where more robotic cataracts also will be a patient ask as well. So it's difficult to answer whether the same 10% will be there or 8% will happen, but I think over a period of time, this shift will continue happening as insurances grow, as the economy grows, and as our technology continues to keep getting upgraded. So, while I'm not able to give you a complete answer on that, but I think from a direction perspective, the answer is yes.
Got it. While this technology, the upgradation does help patient a lot, no doubt in that. But at the same time, technology probably would be coming at a higher cost. So while the volume would grow let's say EBITDA at an absolute rate, but would the margin maybe would get a little lower because of the higher cost associated to newer technology, or the margin will still get strengthened from here as well? Only considering the technology aspect of it.
Tushar, rupee gross margin will definitely go up, because for a femto cataract procedure, in terms of additional charge, it will be close to about 35,000, whereas the click fee which you will be paying for the license, that comes to around 10,500, 11,000. So rupee gross margin will definitely go up.
Got it. That's interesting. And just lastly, on the number of facilities that got added, while the highest ever the quarterly run rate, and while the cash flow is also, you know, sufficient enough. So why we sort of getting constrained in terms of the facilities that we are adding in upcoming quarters or let's say full year 2027? Can that launch pace be increased further?
We are working on improving the launch pace. I think we have set that benchmark by this quarter. We have a few properties in the pipeline, and as you know, some of these places, you know, we want to make sure that you have the right compliant properties. But that said, we are working very actively on improving the pace of actually ramping up new center additions, which you will see as you progress in the coming quarters right now.
Got it. Thanks. Thanks a lot and all the best.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question, please press star and one. Participants, a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one. Participants who wish to ask a question, please press star and one. We take the next question from the line of Maulik from 360 ONE Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity again. So just wanted to understand, our South region has grown by approximately 23% in the first quarter. So can you help us with some direction in terms of the SSSG for our mature facilities in the South? Will it be higher than our other regions, or will it be in line? Can you help us?
Maulik, the SSSG growth for our South centers is pretty much in line with what Rahul had mentioned, which is, the cohorts up to FY26 are growing approximately 16.5%, and that's effectively what we are seeing across many of our markets in Chennai, Bangalore, and many of these markets are following a similar same-store sales growth pattern.
Okay, so South being our key market and a much more mature market will continue to witness this healthy SSSG going ahead as well?
It is our endeavor to, hope to continue with a similar same-store sales growth pattern. But as we have spoken in our previous meetings before, I think anything around the 12%-13% mark, if we can touch, is something which is phenomenal. So highly appreciative of what the work is being done by our doctors and our operation team for us to deliver 16.3% SSSG growth. It's remarkable,
okay,
actually, growing at that.
Okay. Sir, just wanted a clarification. You mentioned in the opening remarks regarding the improvement in gross margin and reduction in finance cost. Can you help in repeating, please? Can you repeat that, please?
Yeah, so I would just request Yashwant to come in. I think what he was mentioning is there was at least a close to 1% improvement in our overall cost of goods sold, and also there was improvement in the finance cost. So these are two items where we saw significant improvements. I'll just request him to step in.
Yeah, the finance cost, actually it moved from about close to 24.7 crores in Q1 of last year to about close to 23.5 crores. What I had mentioned in the opening remark was there was a saving from the interest on deferred acquisition payable. The interest on deferred acquisition payable was about close to 6.8 crores in the corresponding quarter of last year, which dropped down to about 3.6 crores, I think, with the payment of about close to 25 crores on the deferred acquisition payable, which was affected in Q1. And as Dr. Adil mentioned, overall, COGS, there was an improvement of about close to a drop in COGS of about close to 1%, which roughly translated to a gross margin improvement of about 1%.
Okay, understood, sir. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Paras Sarkar, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity. My question is, I just wanted an update on the merger. By when can we expect the merger to get completed? Thank you.
So we are in the process of closing some of the final items when it comes to the merger, and we expect to close this around mid-November.
Mid-November. Okay. Thanks, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, with that, we conclude the question and answer session. On behalf of Dr. Agarwal's Healthcare Limited, that concludes this conference call. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.